Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and that's a little bit from Vadim Kolodenko's performance of Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto from the final round of the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition last year. The 27-year-old pianist from Ukraine won the gold medal. He's now on an extensive concert tour that's taking him throughout Europe, Asia, and the U.S. He's in Rapid City for a solo recital tomorrow evening. It's a fundraiser for the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra and the Rapid City Concert Association. He's with us at our studios at the Dahl Art Center. And Vadim Kolodenko, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Very glad to be here in Rapid City and very excited about the upcoming concert.
Also with us is Tony Thomas. He's the Black Hills Symphony's principal bass. He's also on the Symphony's board of directors and co-owner of the Black Hills Piano Gallery in Rapid City. And Tony, thanks for joining us again on Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Tony, I'll start with you just to give us some perspective. How significant is it to win the gold medal at the Van Cliburn competition?
Well, from my perspective, it's awesome. From Vadim's perspective, I think that that's a good question to ask him. But we are more than pleased. This is a competition that happens once every 4 years. It's kind of like the Olympics. And nothing but the finest pianists in the world are invited to perform at this competition. So this is the elite of the elite, and this is the first time we've ever had anybody of this caliber here in Rapid City. So to us, obviously, we're very honored and very gratified.
Well, Vadim, what does it mean for you and for your career to have won the gold medal at the Van Cliburn last year?
It's an honor for me to be, you know, to say at least part of such a great family of winners of Van Cliburn competition. And it means that for at least upcoming 3 years, I will have professional management, and I open new stages, new concert halls, new orchestras for me. And this probably is the greatest part of prize I got there.
Well, what did it feel like when you were named the winner last summer, last June?
You know, during announcements, I think that all six finalists say they're just praying that all this finish just in a few minutes, and that's it. You know, when I heard my name, I really did not feel anything, and probably in a week after, I realized what's really happened.
Now, since winning the gold medal, have you been pretty much constantly touring, constantly performing?
So actually, my tour started in July in Napa, California, and then I traveled a lot throughout states, and I had break in December. So I saw my family, I met my friends finally after, you know, a long tour, and now I'm touring. It's like second big part of tour from January till May.
And you have a wife and young daughter. They're back in Moscow.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm assuming it must be. It was good to see them in December, but all the other months tough to be away from them.
Actually, they're coming next month.
Oh, they're
to
coming
States.
With you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Tony Thomas, I'm wondering if you could give us a description, a little bit of Vadim Kolodenko's playing. Is there something that strikes you as a listener when you hear him play?
Oh, my perception is he's very articulate and very good.
I'm just close my ears.
He just closes his ears. I had the pleasure of listening to him practice all day yesterday at the piano gallery, and I can't tell you the feeling to sit there at my desk and go about my work and listen to his playing in the background. It was amazing. I am a musician, but he is very articulate, and he has total command of the keyboard, which if you are not a musician, it's hard to appreciate that, but if you are, it's awesome, because not too many people reach that level.
Well, let's hear just, go ahead, Vadim.
No, I'm just very grateful to Tony for his warm words.
Well, let's hear a little bit of your playing, and this is from the recital from last year, one of the recital performances, Music of Stravinsky.
Thank you.
That's pianist Vadim Kolodenko performing music of Stravinsky from last year's Van Cliburt International Piano Competition. He's in Rapid City for a solo recital. That's tomorrow evening at 7 in the Performing Arts Center of Rapid City. And I was reading a little bit of your biography, and Vadim, you took up the piano at what, about the age of 5? Your mother encouraged you?
So actually, it was age 6.
Age 6?
My mom brought me to musical school, and my parents are scientists, and they're from IT world, and they never forced me or pushed me for practicing. So just from the very beginning, I love this, and I'm practicing by myself with great teachers, and I was really blessed with teachers and schools and musicians I met throughout my life.
So your parents didn't force you to have to practice. You just took to it right away.
Exactly.
What is it about the piano? I don't know if you can go back to when you're 6, 7 years old. What was it about the piano that you came to love?
Probably sound. Mm-hmm. And music itself. At my home, we had like an LP player, and I heard symphonies of Russian and Western composers. I heard ballet music. I heard operas, and that's what inspired me about music overall. And about piano, I just love to sit near and to play, and action of keyboard, piano sound, all this.
We heard a little bit of Stravinsky. We heard you play the Prokofiev from the Third Piano Concerto from the piano competition last year. Did you concentrate on the Russian composers, or maybe you can give us an idea of the scope of your repertoire?
I think that, of course, Russian music is a very important part of my repertoire, but also I'm very interested in Western music and contemporary music. For example, I played a lot of Russian contemporary composers who are my friends, and they wrote for me, and often I do some premiere of their works. And also I'm interested in, for example, Hindemith or Ligeti or Messiaen. So this is one of my favorites.
What will you be playing tomorrow evening?
So actually, concert will start with Metner cycle called Forgotten Melodies. It's not very well-known music, but still it's great masterpiece of Metner. And then I will play Brahms' Ballade, Opus 10. And in second part, I will play Chopin music. I will start with mazurkas and end concert with Scherzo number 4 in E major.
Now, Tony Thomas, you've been, more or less, Vadim's tour guide over the past couple of days?
With a little bit of help from some of our board members. But yes, we did go up to see Mount Rushmore yesterday. That was an awesome experience. As cold as it was still nice. So yeah, we took him through the hills, and he had a pleasant time.
Well, Vadim, when you're touring, how often do you have the opportunity to spend time in the communities and in the places that you're visiting? Do you have the opportunity to go out and tour like this, or is it just one concert hall to the next?
Unfortunately, I don't have much time to see some sites surrounding. So I'm very grateful to Tony that he organized all this. It was really impressive, and I got at least some impressions of land here, so I'm very, very grateful.
What were there any favorite things that you've done or seen over the past couple of days?
Mount Rushmore, of course. Uh-huh. And of course, I'm very excited about people here.
Just getting to meet them?
Yeah. They're wonderful. They're very kind, and just fantastic time I have here.
Well, Tony Thomas, I understand that the mayor proclaimed Vadim Kolodenko Day in Rapid City. Was that yesterday?
That was yesterday. The mayor came into the piano gallery, and we had a press conference, and he made him an honorary citizen of mm-hmm. Rapid City, and yesterday made it Vadim Kolodenko Day, gave him a pin and a medal as well. So we thank Mayor Quaker for that. That was pretty awesome.
Did you enjoy that, Vadim?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I was so touched by this, and this is something I never experienced before, of course.
No one's ever done that for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, after your recital in Rapid City, as you mentioned, you're on essentially sort of the second half of your concert tour this season. Where do you go from here?
So my next concert will be in Cupertino in California. Then I'm going to Portland, Oregon. Then I have flight to Portugal in Europe. Mm. And then I'm coming back for concerts in Hawaii. And then is the most interesting trip to Siberia, from Hawaii to Siberia. At first it takes 2 days to travel, yeah. And then the climate change abruptly.
Well, for Tony Thomas, for people in Rapid City, sounds like this is a rare opportunity to hear a pianist of this caliber.
Carl, I couldn't have said that better. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and if I can impress upon your listeners, there are still tickets left. You can get those tickets either at the Black Hills Piano Gallery or the Clock Shop. And I want to say that the Clock Shop, without their sponsorship for this particular concert, he would not be here today. So we are deeply indebted to the Clock Shop of Rapid City. They have really come to the plate and hit a home run. So, but again, this is a very rare opportunity. If this is going to happen again, who knows? This is the first time that it's ever happened. So the competition itself is only once every 4 years. So, this is a rare opportunity. So I would encourage any listener out there that is interested in not only in hearing some beautiful music, but witnessing some awe-inspiring playing. This will either make you go home and throw your piano away or make you go home and practice a lot.